USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, said on 60 Minutes the American economy will rebound from the unprecedented downturn caused by the coronavirus outbreak.
It's going to take a while for us to get back, but I would just say this. In the long run, and even in the medium run, you wouldn't want to bet against the American economy. This economy will recover. It may take a while. It may take a period of time. It could stretch through the end of next year. We really don't know. Assuming there's not a second wave of the coronavirus, I think you'll see the economy recover steadily through the second half of this year.
Stay-at-home orders issued by states to stem the spread of the virus have frozen the economy for the moment. More than 36 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits in the last 5 weeks, a burst that economists say is unprecedented. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown vowed to appeal a court ruling to the state Supreme Court after a judge ruled her executive orders on social distancing guidelines null and void. The ruling by Baker County Circuit Judge Matthew Shurtcliffe claimed Brown's order was invalidated because she failed to have it approved by the state legislature following 28 days. The suit was initially filed by a group of churches who claimed Brown's stay-at-home order was unconstitutional for infringing on a citizen's right to worship. If coronavirus cases continue to decline in California, professional sports may be given the green light to return to the state as soon as June, according to Governor Gavin Newsom. Newsom's tentative announcement came while discussing hopes to reopen the state's economy, assuming that California continues its downward trend of cases. The governor said he hopes to allow non-essential retailers to open in-store shopping across the state rather than on a regional basis. NASCAR resumed its season without spectators yesterday at the Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
It's been 40 years since Mount St. Helens erupted, and USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Except for some expert geologists who saw some warning signs, most folks in the area weren't expecting the eruption on that Sunday morning.
It did indeed, and despite the advanced planning, things did go wrong just after the eruption, catching hundreds by surprise.
That from KATU-TV news coverage on that Sunday morning.
Every available source of emergency transportation is being pressed into service to help the injured and carry out the dead.
57 people ended up dying because of the eruption. The USGS today says the mountain isn't showing any signs of any eruptions and that improvements in technology have greatly increased the ability to predict future eruptions. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dropkick Murphys will perform a live concert from empty Fenway Park, according to the band. The show, dubbed Streaming Out of Fenway, a play on the group's song Shipping Up to Boston, will be streamed live on the band's Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter and Twitch pages on May 29th. Bruce Springsteen will also be joining them from a remote location. Together, they'll play a Dropkick Murphys song and a Springsteen song. In a post on its website, the group said it is the first band in history to play a full show in an empty sports stadium and the first to play on the dirt and grass of Fenway Park's infield. The concert, which is free of charge, will raise money for Boston's Resiliency Fund, Habitat for Humanity, and Feeding America. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.